Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that number again?
1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, yeah.
191, Drew. What's going on, my brother?
What does Quagmire say? Giggity.
What's going on there, my friend?
I don't know much. What's up with you?
You know, doing this new TV show.
This TLC thing. How's it shaking out?
It's good. Tearing into a house. Tearing up storyline is I'm buying my dad's old house. House I was in junior high and high school.
Oh.
Tearing it up and building it and selling it. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know how I have ice water in my veins?
Yes, yes.
And no soul?
And no pulse. Yes.
There are advantages to it, you know?
Oh, I know. You never get upset about anything. They just get angry once in a while.
They keep saying to me, what's it like tearing into your old house, your old room, the room you grew up in?
I was wondering the same thing. It's like asking your dad what it was like to move out.
Yeah. It's like, I have no feeling. I don't think about it. It's just wood. You know, it's like, is that weird? No. Not standing in the room that you were in junior high? No.
Destroying it? I mean, it's just going to be a memory. It's never going to be a place anymore.
No. Nah, well, it'll be master bedroom now. Yeah.
It'll be a place. It won't be the place you grew up in.
Yeah. Don't care. And here's the thing. don't think about it ever. But here's the thing. I do, and I should have started doing it because there was an add-on on the house. And we're trying to figure out what year it was added on and the work was done. And we busted open one wall and we're just standing there like out of a movie saying, geez, I wonder what year this was, 50s, early 60s. And right in front of us, just in big pencil written on the backside of a piece of drywall, you know, that was facing us in the wall, in the bay, said Remod, 1958. And the guy's like, Bob Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah, guy just took a big fat construction pencil, signed his work, put the thing, and it was a time capsule.
Wow.
Like he knew, and I've run into that before.
Wow,
I've done remodels where you run into newspapers and things that people sometimes intentionally or unintentionally leave behind, and I have come across like 2x4s that were like signed by the guy with the date next to it. So, you know, 50 years ago, and I'm sure Bob Johnson's dead now.
And I know you and your ice water veins, and you'll have none of that.
No, I looked at it, and I thought...
But you'll be not signing your work.
No, never have. Yeah, right, no, I've never done that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, I've never done that. But here's the thing. You should do it. It is kind of cool, because houses probably get torn up about every 50 years, and it's about long enough for you to be in your 90s. And they will find your name and the date next to it. And it's kind of cool for them to find out, for us to find out exactly what year this thing went down. I had to put the guy's name in a computer or something, try to find him, see if he's still around.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, write that down.
One of the very exciting things tonight, we have an iTunes giveaway.
Mm.
First 10 callers that get on the air win an iTunes gift card valued at $99. For those of you who are 18 years of older, the first 10, and then get on the air.
I'm going to get my car wired up for that iPod.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
There's a device. They hardwire it in.
Wow.
Now see, I got the cradle. You know, I got the cradle with the gooseneck.
Yeah.
Do you have that thing?
No.
The cradle with the gooseneck thing is pretty good. Got that kind of universal goosenecky thing. Plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Has the cradle. You put the iPod on the cradle. Goes through your stereo system.
Cool.
Seems good, except for I have a car where the cigarette lighter, which is no longer a cigarette lighter in a car, it's this AC adapter, basically.
It's a phone cord.
In my particular car, it is between the two seats behind me.
Oh.
It is. So, Drew, as you drive, the gooseneck thing is here. We'll go out and sit in my car, and you will laugh like a hyena. So now you're driving down the road, and you're trying to change a channel, and you have a choice of going sort of backside with the right hand, which will never work, and the thing just falls over, or sort of reaching across your... It's actually behind me. So impossible to use. So I pass these signs on the boulevard. It says, iPod, hardwire iPod system installed, $99.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. I mean, you don't get the iPod.
You
but Drew, you
it.
Should do that.
Yeah.
You get your
Can
iPod.
You use the shuffle? Whatever.
You do, I think, whatever, but you just get it hardwired.
Yeah.
It's in your car hardwired now.
Cool.
Except for when I call up, what cost? 2002. At $449.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, why do you always have the most expensive version of everything? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
$99.
That's for an Impala.
It's up 400%.
Yeah.
That's a 66 Impala.
Yeah.
For you, no, $449. So I'm going for it anyway.
It's bait and switch.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Literally a millionaire, though, so I don't care. Becca?
Oh.
Yeah?
Are we going to talk about the Michael Jackson thing tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second,
look,
Becca.
I'm the only guy in the world. I was working all day, and because I'm on a construction site, and, got to have the radio. Can't have the radio on because they're shooting. It doesn't work right, even though that's the first thing you would have on if you're on a construction site. I didn't hear a thing until I got home, and then it's all over.
Well, let's talk about it after a couple calls.
All right. I don't know what's going on. Becca?
Yeah?
19?
Yes.
True, by the way. I punched Becca up 10 minutes ago. Just going to talk about the Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know about that. What's going on? Well, let's talk about it after we take the call. Awesome radio.
Uh-huh.
Becca?
Yeah?
What's going on?
What's up?
Well, number one, okay, my boyfriend is a virgin and he's almost 22.
Mm-hmm.
And what made me call is because Dr. Drew was talking to whoever's on before Loveline about how Rivers from Weezer is celibate and didn't have sex for 2 years and how, like, he'd have wet dreams and stuff. And so it reminded me of my boyfriend who... It's really funny because, like, we'll not be doing anything and he'll just come.
He must be raping.
All right. Well, it's he's a man of passion, unbridled passion.
Yeah, and unexpressed passion, most importantly.
Yes.
Well, I mean, like, we'll be cuddling or something. I mean, it's not like he's just standing there and all of a sudden, like, shoots out, but.
He's very into you.
He's very into you.
Well, I'm planning on marrying him. Like, we're in love and everything, whatever. But I'm just wondering if that, like, every time we have sex and we're married, it's going to be like, he goes in, he shoots it out, and then it's done, and I don't even get anything out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what marriage is about, sweetie. Get used to it.
Maybe he could do things a couple times.
Who knows? You've never. How far have you gotten with this guy?
We haven't really done anything like one time in the heat.
You'd be surprised what you can kind of work out. You know what I'm saying?
How do you know you're going to get married? You haven't even seen his ding-a-ling.
I am Mormon, so we don't do that before we get married. And so I've had sex before, and he knows that I've had sex before.
You're Mormon?
All right.
But yeah, we're both Mormon. And so we're not going to
have... Hold on. I like that. It's like, I'm Mormon, and I don't... do that kind of thing. Now, I've had sex before. He knows I've gotten it on with,
12 guys.
I've pulled a train. Sure, I've done, double DPs. But he
knows with him.
I'm Mormon, and I don't do that sort of thing. It must be nice to be religious, by the way. Just get to make the proclamation, like, every 20 minutes.
Have technicalities.
Yeah, I'm Catholic, and killing a man wasn't exactly first priority, but I did it, and I'm Catholic, and I don't do that thing anymore because I'm Catholic.
You've been forgiven.
Yeah, I've cleansed myself. Yeah, I'm Mormon. I don't do that kind of thing with him. I did that kind of thing with other guys. Yeah, awesome. No, that must make him feel great.
No. What happened was I didn't go to church for a long time, and so that's when I had sex, but I started going back to church, and it's been years since I have.
Fantastic for timing for him.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that still, I'm sure, delights him
more. You got back in touch with your Mormon faith.
Exactly.
All right, and out of touch with his wanker.
Or anybody's.
Pretty much.
All right, Becca, you guys will kind of work this out. He's a punchy Mormon. There is a medication coming that will prolong a guy's...
Yeah, he's fine.
Well, it's just coming in about a year that'll be pretty effective. though it only kind of doubles or triples the time. And if he is shooting off before he gets his drawers down.
What have you done with him?
That's my only worry is that, like, when we, you know, finally get to the point where, you know, we're married and on our honeymoon night, and, like, I come out and I'm, like, naked, and he, you know, goes off and without even, like, doing anything.
Hey, Becca, he can do that more than once, okay?
Why don't you see how much weight you can pack on between now and the honeymoon? Slow him down just a little bit. All right, there's a goal.
There you go.
All right, something baby to work doll. Towards. You'll be fine. When are you getting married? When are you getting married?
We are not officially engaged, but we're thinking March, so...
A year.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right. Then you're thinking of getting married in March?
Yeah, March.
Okay. And, see, look, here's one... I'll tell you one of my problems. She's 19.
Yeah.
She's got to hurry up and get married because she wants to have sex with this guy because she's in love with him.
That's the way it used to be.
I know, it's the way it used to be. It forces people to get married at 19 and 8 months.
Because they're dying to have sex.
They're dying to have sex. First off, who the hell knows what this guy's like? Who knows what their compatibility is like?
Yeah.
I'm not into that thing where you have to, you know. Look, I don't think you've got to boink your old lady before you marry her. I would say you have to boink 20 other old ladies and then marry one that you haven't boinked. Am I right, Drew? Sad to say, but you know
what
I'm
saying? The era in which we were raised, yes, that's what you'd think.
No, I just mean as a guy.
Yeah, I would think.
As a guy, you're better off having a series of relationships, some long, some short, couple of one-night stands, you know, just a whole sort of, you know that mixed cereal box, Drew?
the little cereal packs,
variety packs.
Variety packs, yes.
And Special K, ironically, that's the fat chick. That's the one you don't really want, but you still you've had it. You know what I mean? Yeah. What are you going to do? You ate the sugar smacks. Fruit Loops are gone.
Pops. Sugar Pops.
It's Monday morning, and you need some breakfast.
The Product 19 came out.
The Product 19. Time to bust out the Product 19. All the sugar in the world, all the bananas in Cuba ain't going to make it taste like anything other than Product 19, but still, you got to get into it. Point is, we've all had our Product 19.
Yes, yes.
And
heavens, yes.
But what about the Sugar Pops? You want to do all?
Well, why just guys? Why not girls too? Women?
Yeah, different biology. Women got a little. Women have some of that too, though.
Yeah.
Women, you know, actually, no. It's bad when women have sex before they get married because they hold it against the new guy. The other guys don't do that.
What?
See, chicks would be like, oh man, I had a boyfriend in college. He was, you know, he was hung like a thermos, this guy. Or he used to go down on me for days, this guy. Or he never, this guy go all night, you know. They could, you know, we hear it every night, right?
Yeah.
They're going like, I got a new guy and we've been married for 2 years and this guy busts a nut in 2 minutes and my old boyfriend used to go at it all night. Or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys don't really do that. Guys just have the, I miss the variety.
Yeah.
I miss being out there.
You're right. You wouldn't have stopped here if you didn't like it.
Yeah, we stopped here and got married because we liked what we saw or felt or tasted or whatever. Yeah. But we don't. We miss the moving around part.
Yeah.
They will actually hold stuff, even emotional stuff. The guy was sweet as sugar. He used to take it out. He used to make, you know, he used to make me picnic baskets and all that kind of crap. He sung. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why they shouldn't.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Where was I, Drew? Yeah, yeah. Variety pack.
Uh-huh.
Go through life, do that as a guy, and then just find someone you're into emotionally and get married. Good enough. Okay. I'll buy that.
Okay.
All right, let's talk.
You got ahead of steam tonight.
Let's talk to James.
Oh.
24?
Yep.
What's up?
I had a question about the difference between epididymitis and testicular cancer, like the feel of it.
You're not geared to know the difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to know if there is, like, a definite difference that you can tell, like, by yourself. Yeah,
you can't tell by yourself. No way.
I went to a urologist, and...
How many times do I have to say that to him?
Well, what did the urologist say?
Okay.
Well, they said that it was probably epididymitis. I mean, they said it definitely wasn't cancer.
Right. The doctor can definitely tell because he's felt hundreds of testicular cancers.
Right. But, I mean, like, in the future, like, if...
You can't tell. You can't tell. Right. You can't tell.
Yeah, yeah, but.
You can't tell.
Yeah, but, yeah, but.
You can't
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah, but, yeah, but.
If you feel something growing in your testicle, you need to have a doctor
well,
check it
out.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm asking. What I'm
you
asking right now
is,
I don't know the feeling. And
what the doctor's looking for
going to the doctor.
Is that the cancer will feel like a rock, like a pebble. And the epididymitis, you really almost doesn't feel like anything. Just a thickening of the spermatic cord. And you couldn't
can
even find
that out.
No.
I can't. You tell me I can't find my spermatic cord?
No. You wouldn't be able to tell it was thickened, because you have to feel lots of them. If you went around and felt all your friend's junk, then you'd be able to do it.
I do that thing where I rest my sack on the flashlight every night.
The translumination?
The translumination thing. So I measure my spermatic cord.
Take the measure the flow through it?
I measure volume
and
passing
flow,
through it, and measure PSI, and I measure the width and circumference of it.
Nightly?
Yeah, and the hue. James?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, don't worry about cancer.
Very unlikely. Very unlikely.
You're fine.
But you feel something growing in your testes, you should have somebody else, the doctor, check it out.
Okay, and also I want to mention that passenger injuries from airplane turbulence have declined this year.
They have.
It was in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Injuries, but not deaths.
Right.
All right, thank you. Yeah, down what, from zero to nothing? Drew, he's just getting mad. He's just getting on me because my... we sit here every night. We have to listen to these public service announcements that really don't seem to address any of the problems that we're currently having in today's society.
Let's not think about it. Let's move on.
I get fired up.
Anna's got the exact opposite problem of our last female caller.
Anna does?
Anna, the guy that goes too fast, Anna has a different problem.
Anna?
Yes, hi.
What's up? 24. Yeah.
I'm 24. I'm dating a guy who's 36, and he's a little bit too much for me. I mean, I climax within the first, I would say, like 5 to 7 minutes, and then I kind of get bored, so I need to rest and stuff, and he just keeps going because it takes him really, really long time to finish. So I was wondering if there is any psychological, physiological.
No. Guys just have their own sort of wiring.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, does he have any way to control this or make it shorter?
Right.
And he would not be inclined to do that unless you tell him.
He might be.
He might be relieved to do it. But
no,
he might
be inclined to do it without being told. I mean, if he knows. How long have you guys been going out?
For about 6 months now.
Yeah.
And it seems to stay consistent. It doesn't really change.
How long does it take?
Up to like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's really wearing me out. It's not something that...
Okay, is he thinking you're enjoying it after you...
I think he's thinking that I'm supposed to enjoy it, and...
I see.
Well, but you clearly have your orgasm. Maybe he thinks...
Maybe. He figures there's more in there.
Is he...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead and tell him that you're getting a little bit sore.
Tell him anything more than 10 minutes is just ouch.
Yeah.
It hurts you.
And see if he can do it.
And there may be ways he can sort of bring himself closer before he even starts the intercourse. And he'll ask him if there are ways.
Oh. Give himself
a
BJ?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And oral sex with him, it's not, doesn't work at all.
He's no good at it. Or?
Yeah, if I ever heard someone talking about me and just sort of did this, oral sex with Adam is just, well, he's not, I, well, he, what, he doesn't, he, I've just, I would mean, I would kill myself about the fourth stammer.
You would? Or you wouldn't do a touchdown dance?
I would just fall on a ballpoint pen if I ever heard that. Adam with the oral sex, yeah, he's, he doesn't understand. It's so bad. Yeah, I knew it was bad by your third stammer.
Does he know that you don't like what? Is it his technique?
No, I think his technique is perfect. But
what's the problem?
I don't know.
You don't like it.
Well, how could his technique be perfect and it not feel good?
Well, it's just, I mean, he's doing everything right. I mean, I'm able to climax and I'm happy, but...
With oral sex?
Yes.
Repeat the complaint.
Problem? Yeah, what's the problem with oral sex, then?
No, I mean, the my problem with myself performing oral sex with him is that he doesn't climax from it at all.
Oh, you performing on him?
Yeah.
That's the part you don't like.
Right. Because I'm enjoying it, so I would like him to be happy.
Yeah, all right. And yeah. Is this guy, let's see, uncircumcised, circumcised?
Uncut.
Uncut. Interesting. Late bloomer sexually?
I don't think so.
He's had many partners before ye?
Been married twice.
Mm-mm.
That
doesn't mean anything.
Could mean kids, two and not too much sex.
Yeah.
Been married twice.
That sounds so weird already.
Yeah, what's the story behind him being married twice? He's 36.
I guess it's just me making wrong choices or...
You're going to have to find out some more details.
You've
on that.
Been married twice?
No, he's been married twice. No, I'm not getting married anytime soon.
I know, but I said, what's the story about, you know, being married twice at age 36? And he said, it's just me making bad choices.
No, it's he making bad choices.
He making bad choices.
Oh, I guess it's just he making bad choices. I suppose it's just he making bad choices.
You better find out more about that and really get some detail. And don't believe the sort of BS brush that he gives you. There's something's up with that. Mm-hmm. Yes, bad choices. Horrible choices. What the hell? And don't be surprised. And he has a big role to play in this.
By the way,
those marriages.
He's 36. He's been with her for 6 months. I mean, he could add two failed marriages under his belt by 33.
Right.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a break.
Yeah. David?
Yes.
18-year-old girlfriend is going away to college?
Yep.
You have a girlfriend who's 18 and you're 16?
Basically.
Oh, you little pissant. How do you work that? What goes on?
Well, we went to the same school and...
So what?
What?
So what? It must have been a small school.
Yeah, it's a pretty small school.
Was it a private school?
Yeah, it's private.
Oh, man. You get to do that. In high school, you don't get to do that.
In real high schools.
In real high school, you don't get to do that. Right. There's no 10th grader going out with a senior.
What, the other seniors would kick his ass?
There's no commingling.
Yeah,
it's like
it
doesn't exist.
Wow.
You don't have the same classes
right.
for the most part. And it's like, no. What are you, high?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
It's weird. I heard about this in 16 and 8. And then small school popped in my head that second.
True.
Awesome. I got to get back to a small school. All right. Let's take ourselves a break. We'll come back with David. She's going off to college. He wants to know what to do with her. We'll answer his questions after this. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Talking about getting it on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. You sneezing, Drew?
Oh, my God.
David?
Yes.
16?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Drew's sneezing away. Not a hand near his face, by the way. Just blowing his snot rocket.
You know they're advertising now? The recommendation
don't
is...
Don't put the hand
and
up.
And
shake hands.
You put your arm up, which is what I'm doing. You're supposed to put your arm up or...
Sneeze on your sleeve.
Sneezing and coughing. You're not supposed to put your hands up.
Well, that's if we're going to be touching each other.
No.
It's
transmitted on the hands.
I know, but we ain't touching.
Is transmitted. It's on the hands.
From making contact with other people.
Or stuff, fomites, and whatever.
Fomite. I got your fomite. Sneeze in your sleeve.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
They should have sick shirts. You know, it's like a changeable Kleenex pad if you're right-handed, we put it on your right shoulder. If you're left-handed, we put it on your left shoulder.
Yeah.
A little mentholatum bomb under the collar.
Sure.
Like an old pitcher put a little Vaseline under the bill of his cap. You know, there's a shirt you
it's
wear when you're
shirt.
Sick. And people know you're sick. Stay away from Drew. He's wearing a sick shirt, everybody.
That's good.
Scarlet S.
Someday.
Oh,
another
please.
Thing is ahead of your
sick.
Time.
Oh, 100 years from now and everyone's walking
Genius.
Around with sick shirts.
Yes.
And
God, Roll, I never heard of him.
He invented the sick shirt and the attack crows and the heated sofa. Go ahead, David.
Yes. So I'm going out.
Wait a minute. What private school do you go to?
It's called the Montclair Prep. It's in Van Nuys.
Oh. Yeah, I know that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Beat us
Ooh.
In the CIF finals.
Yeah.
I was in high school.
Drew, 1946. Drew was in high school. Wait a minute. Montclair.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's off Sepulveda?
Yeah, and Roscoe.
Oh, you know why? It's a horrible location for a high school. Let me tell you the only salvation. You guys are directly across the street from Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue.
Yep.
Have you ever eaten there?
No, but I've seen
it. What? Why not?
Breaks my heart.
Yeah. I've eaten there.
We David, actually like the Taco Bell that's actually down the street.
Kids, poor dumb teenagers.
They don't know what they got.
David, would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Please arrange a field trip to that Dr. Hoggly Woggly's and do yourself and your belly a favor.
All right, I'll do it. Dr. Hoggly Woggly.
It's across
the street.
You know the place across the street with the smokestack that just barrels cow perfume?
And the picture of the pig, chicken chasing the pig with a cleaver?
No, it doesn't have that. Smell, a lot of fat waitresses, a lot of fat guys staring in the window before it opens, and the world's greatest barbecue.
All right.
Do you know the place I'm talking about?
Nope.
What?
It's almost directly across the street, although maybe you don't enter from Sepulveda.
No, it's off of Lanark.
Oh, you don't enter your school from Sepulveda.
No, it's...
All right, I did the math.
Yeah.
All right, go to Dr. Hoggly Woggly's. Do yourself a favor.
Wait, what city is the school?
Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
Okay.
It's on Sepulveda. Right. I know where it is. Every time I leave Hoggly Woggly's, I walk out and I see Montclair Prep, and I think, you little pukes. You don't know what life really is. And then I get in my beautiful car and drive up to the hills. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's the question?
All right, so I just started going out with this girl who's now going off to college.
Where's she going?
USC.
Well, she's going to be in town, though.
Probably yeah, I know, but it's still, like, with all...
It's going to be
weird. I
don't
know. It's just I hear totally different things. Like, my dad's like, don't do it because college parties. She meets other guys. She'll
talking end up to your
doing
dad.
Other stuff what? With other guys. And
it's novel. I know, Adam. But
no,
he's right. Things. He's right.
So, and I'm calling in just mom. To see what...
Yeah.
I'm with your dad. But particularly if she were going away to school, I'd say forget
well,
it.
Well, what does she want to do?
Well, like... We talked about it before, and she's like, well, we don't like to think about, like, not really getting, like, a real relationship right now because it's just hard because what I'm talking about.
Have you guys made whoopee?
Not yet.
All right.
Forget
well,
it.
Don't do it because that sets the hook.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
You
want to make love, go make love to that brisket platter across the street over at Dr. Hoggly Woggly's. Makes me angry, Drew.
What, that he hasn't eaten there?
Yeah, first off, it's the only reason to go into that neighborhood.
No kidding.
And I've met guys, and they're like, yeah, I'm out on Sepulveda and Roscoe. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. I mean, horrible. You know, it's like living in Beirut, but you're right next to Dr. Hoggly Woggly's. Oh, yeah, I haven't tried that place.
Oh.
You know how I get angry about
yes.
nothing?
Yes.
I'm exceptionally indignant about this one. You can't, are you kidding? Me and Jimmy made the pilgrimage over there a couple weeks ago. Oh, in person. Ate in the joint.
Nice.
Nice. Old school. Keeping it real, Drew. Paige?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Not much. I recently went to a party and someone spiked the punch, and I hooked up with my boyfriend, and then I hooked up with...
Oh, so you didn't know you were drinking alcohol?
No.
Oh, come on.
Until the next day when I had a hangover.
No, come on. That's
can't
ridiculous.
Taste it?
You can taste the alcohol? You didn't know you were getting intoxicated?
Uh-uh.
Well, hold on a second. Let me just say this in her defense. If you took some really sweet, syrupy, sappy, crappy punch, you know, where you float the big sherbet island in the middle of it, and you took something like Everclear that just had a very high alcohol content but was clear and didn't have, you know, and you went light with it.
Yeah, I can imagine you couldn't taste it, but you wouldn't notice you were getting intoxicated?
Not if you were 14 and didn't really necessarily know what it was to get intoxicated.
The only way I can imagine that happening is with GHB.
I've never really been drunk before.
All right. Well, I'm with you. We're, you know.
All right, so what's the question?
We're hanging with you.
Okay, well, I hooked up with my boyfriend that night, and then I hooked up with my best friend's boyfriend. And
what do you mean hook up?
What?
What does it mean to hook up?
Like, made out.
Okay. Made out. Okay. What does it mean to make out?
Like French kiss.
French kissing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sounds very tame by Loveline standards.
Good. What?
Go ahead.
Quaint.
Continue.
And what's the question?
Okay. Well, I hooked up with him, and he's starting to like me now, but I don't like him, and I haven't told his girlfriend, and she's, like, my best friend, and she's, like, really, she likes him a lot, and I don't know if I should tell her because I don't want to, like, break her heart, and I don't want her to, like, hate me forever.
Well, you care so much about her, but you're just going to have to tell her, even though you don't like this guy.
So I should tell her?
No. You should make sure and tell her you made out with him and that you don't like him, too, and that you're willing to let her have the guy you've basically rejected. He didn't deem good enough for you. But you've used up.
What in the world?
Paige, why do you want to tell her?
Why
anything?
In the world would make you tell her something like that? Do you hate women?
No. Well, I don't know. I just feel really bad.
If you feel really bad, shut your pie hole
and don't do crap like that anymore.
Yeah, and but stop doing it.
I have a real thing about guilt. Guilt actually bothers me a little bit. It's like, okay, feel guilty and then stop doing that s.
Yeah.
You don't feel guilty anymore.
Or how about this? How about you go down to the senior center and donate a weekend?
Make up for it. Atonement.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're going to... Hey, where's your mom?
She's out of town right now.
Is she not available when you're growing up or something?
No, she is.
She's good?
Yeah.
What's she doing out of town?
She's on vacation with my dad.
Who's looking after you?
Oh, she has this babysitter person. Someone from her work.
Really?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield? There's places of employment in Bakersfield? And there are people going on vacations?
Yeah.
People are allowed to...
Where are they going on vacation?
They went to
Fresno.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Right. They drove. All right. I picture them getting on an airplane. And that's...
Just wipe that from your mind.
They drove to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah of course.
I think they went to L.A. and then they took an airplane there.
They took an airplane from L.A.?
Yeah, I think so.
No way. Why? Why? Why would they do that?
And why would they do that?
Why would they drive to Los Angeles and then take a plane to Las Vegas?
Oh, who knows? People have kooky vacation plans. All right, Paige, how's this woman who's looking after you from work?
What do you mean?
You like her?
Yeah, she's cool.
She let you hang at the party the other night?
Well, my parents were home then.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, Paige, do not tell that. I know you need a little drama. You want to mix it up a little bit. Don't tell your friend you made
it.
Stay away
from
that
boyfriend. Guy. Stay away from the guy. Don't deny it if you get accused of it. You did it.
Look, if you were really into the guy and you thought you were in love with the guy, then we could talk. But you ain't into the guy. So don't bother stirring things up, all right?
Okay.
There we go.
All right, she's going to tell the guy. Thank you.
She'll
tell the guy tomorrow.
Yeah, the girl.
I mean the girl. Justin?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Justin, before you carry on 1 second, we have an iTunes giveaway for the first 10 callers that get on the air tonight. They get an iTunes. First 10 callers, 18 or over, get an iTunes gift card valued at $99. Must be 18 to play, obviously.
Why do you got to be 18?
I don't
know.
You need some ID or something?
I don't know.
All right.
And then I need help again from Loveline callers at discoverhealth.com. Check out the forums and the shows you'd like to see under the thread for forums. I'll read those tonight if you guys get on there and just pile some stuff.
Write something nice about Drew. Otherwise, he'll kill himself. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And he pouts, too.
Oh, I do. It makes Adam very angry.
Makes me miserable. So write something nice. Otherwise, he'll get pouty all night. Go ahead, Justin.
All right. My question is that I was, I guess you could say, making whoopee on last Thursday night with my wife. We've been together for 6 years, been married for about a year and a half. And she just said to me, like, out of the blue, while we're having whoopee, that she wants a threesome with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing, though. This is the kicker, is that we're church-going people. Like, her dad's a pastor.
Yeah.
And we go to church, like, if not every Sunday, every other Sunday.
I know. But most of the guys on death row are deeply religious people. You got to look at it that way, too. It's not like, oh, he's a religious person, never stepped out of line, never killed anyone, never started a war, never cheated on the wife. Nah, I never heard about it. Unheard of, Drew.
How does she reconcile?
This would be the first time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what a utopia, by the way, we would be living in if all you religious nut jobs would just sort of stick to your crap a little bit and actually do what you claimed you believed when don't actually believe it. Here's the thing
about you just stick to that crap even without religion. Everybody sticks to some good line.
Here's the thing about religion, which is awesome. It's like, you mean you don't agree with turn the other cheek, and you don't agree with do unto your neighbors you would have done it, and you don't agree with the... No, I agree with all of it. You idiots don't listen to it. If you guys would just listen to your own crap, it'd be awesome. They act like that's just a given. Oh, yeah, thou shalt not murder. Oh, all right. Well, good. Now, I'll check that off the list. Never going to happen again. No religious person's ever going to do anything to anybody.
Justin, how does she reconcile her religious values with this desire?
She does. I mean, we haven't talked about it. I mean, I'm really, like, I'm okay with it. I'm like,
are you
okay
sure she wasn't just sort of bringing up something in the heat of passion?
She had a wine cooler in her, and she thought it's what you wanted to hear.
No. This is the thing, is that, like, we're, our sex life is actually gradually getting better. So Saturday night, while we were watching porn, she was like, yeah, she'd be hot. And then, I'm like, so you really want to do it? And she was like, yeah, of course. She was all like, right. But it can't just be, it just can't be any random girl. I'd have to pick the girl. And and she was like giving me like, it couldn't be a black girl. It couldn't be a white, but you know, a white blonde girl. It had to be like a specific type. And I'm like, oh, well, okay.
Nah.
And I'm like, well, where do we find these people? You know, but you know, that's neither here nor there. I was just wondering, like, how, like, I look at
the Bible says, seek and you shall find, my child.
Yeah. And, well, this is the thing, is that I think it's like either going to go two ways. She either is going to dig it and we're going to have like a great sex life, you know, great upcoming sex life, and everything's going to be great. But
awesome.
The other part is that she's just, our relationship's just going to go south, and she's not.
Yeah, Justin, we'll just tell you where it goes. It goes south.
Do you guys have kids?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right, then forget it.
There's something bogus. Something, I know, some bogus about this. Justin, I'm crying bogus on this. Something's wrong with this.
You are.
Yeah. Now bogus. Deeply bogus.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Man. Decent try.
Nice try. Decent anyway, try. But if indeed you were contemplating something like that and you had kids, it's forget it.
Yeah. Here's what's out when you have kids: threesomes, sports cars, and tight pants. No kid wants to see dad or mom in tight pants, you know?
Yeah.
My dad got these hippie pants when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Laced up in the front and in the back.
No.
Blah. Dressing to the left.
No.
Asymmetrical basket.
Let's take a break. I can go vomit.
Me too. All right, we'll take a quick break. Had sex with best friend, 14-year-old sister. Well, at least she's 14. All that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191-ER. Yes, Drew.
That's right, and I was admonished by producer Ann for my lack of enthusiasm and professionalism. So,
regarding the iPod.
Right, iTunes giveaway. First 10 callers to get on the air tonight will win an iTunes gift card valued at $99. So, 18 years and older will win. First 10 callers.
But don't just call. Songs. Don't just call to win the iPod, because that's what they're all doing.
I see. All right.
They don't have any questions or anything. They're like, do I win?
Yeah, and you don't win an iPod.
You got to get on the air.
You get the iTunes card, right?
The iTunes card. You get to download $99 worth of stuff.
Right, which means you either get 99 songs or Inagata DeVita by Iron Butterfly twice.
Yeah, sure.
That's with the 99 bucks. It's like 40, 49, 50, I think.
What was that Yes song that was so long, too?
Roundabout?
Well done.
Yeah, well done. That's an easy one. All right, buddy. Drew and I just got back from the bathroom where he actually used a urinal because
I got in there heady.
Early bird catches the worm. Yeah. I had to go whiz in his bathroom. In his stall, noticing the toilet seat that's cracked in half from when I kicked it a year ago. Yeah. Still busted in half because it was one of these stupid things where you put the toilet seat up and you start taking a whiz, and then about eight count in your whiz, it slowly slams shut and slams your whiz on your shins. So one night I just had an asshole that I actually kicked it and snapped it in half.
It's funny is that during the Dodger game, Jimmy made some comment. Somebody said something about you getting sort of aggressive and violent. Jimmy goes, that's weird. Adam never, ever gets aggressive or violent about anything. And I'm flashing onto you jumping onto the console and kicking the climate control thing off the wall. I'm thinking of you breaking the toilet with your fists. No, never, Jimmy, never. I've never seen him get aggressive.
No, well, I'm
never.
I'm mild-mannered.
Until
I reach my breaking point with junk in radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Radio stations are just crap. They're all like old Soviet submarines where nothing works and no one will fix anything and everything sucks and everyone's cheap. And what happened with the thermostat is our old studio was 70 degrees. Make it 80 degrees.
80 degrees,
at, 80 degrees yeah. at all times. And sweat would just be pouring down my face. And for 8 years, I was begging someone to fix it, and they just never would. And then finally they did it, and it was 80 degrees in there one day, and I went to go change the thermostat, and they had one of those stupid sneeze guards from the salad bar around the thing, like it was locked up. Like they didn't want people monkeying with the temperature of the thing. So I just got up on the console and I leaped up on the console and I took my UGG boot and I kicked the thing off it so we could adjust it. Unfortunately, the entire apparatus came off with the thermostat as well.
And then,
but look, I've been sweating in there for like 7 years. F them.
But if you recall, what followed on that was them watching the footage of you doing that on the security cameras, and then you calling those guys to get them to install your Zephyr.
Listen, Westwood One was a steaming pile of crap that I would not want a roach to work in that S pile. And we sat there for like 7 years. Thank you. All right, Drew, what's going on?
Here we go.
Here's the other thing, too. So Drew and I just got back from the bathroom and then back from the kitchen. What's the microwave smell like, Drew?
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
It's a brand new microwave.
How long has it smelled like enchiladas?
5 days.
Somebody cooked some enchiladas in there 5 days ago, and now when I'm drinking, it tastes a little like coffee, but it's more just like someone put an enchilada in a Cuisinart and then put that into a microwave. And I'm drinking it now.
Yeah,
it's a cafferito.
Yeah, caffelato.
Would you like a warm up on your caffelato? It's awesome. You want some sweet and low, or how about some sour cream with that? Was it guacamole?
A little guac in there, please. Little
guac floater?
Yes, please.
On your caffelato?
A little dollop of guac.
You want a dollop of guac?
Cafferito.
On the cafferito? Yes, it's like I'm blowing a burrito right now, and I realize, what is it about microwaves that hold in the smell?
In the workforce. Not at home. Not so much.
A goddamn sleeping bag doesn't retain as much stink as an all-metal microwave.
What is that?
What is it, and what can we do about it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, because unless someone is sneaking in there and making enchiladas right now, that could be the other thing, Drew.
True, we didn't think about that.
Somebody could be cooking up a batch of enchiladas every single time we're on the air, and then time during the commercial.
You're right. We have to rule that out. Chris, go check it out.
Chris.
Quick.
Go make sure nobody's in there making enchiladas.
Okay, I'm on it.
You see a guy with a sombrero napping against a cactus? I want you to come back here pronto.
Okay.
All right. Ironic that I used a Spanish
word. I thought that was Andale.
Andale. It's
clever.
Aaron?
Yes, this is Aaron.
14.
14.
Got caught masturbating by his mom.
Yes, I did.
She's threatening to tell your pastor.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it.
She's not?
No, let me...
Why do you care if she does?
Well,
no, it's embarrassing.
My whole family goes to that church, and like, it's kind of like excommunication.
No.
Saying S on the radio is excommunication. And by the way, it's also a marker for a bogus call.
Yeah.
About being worried about how the religious community looks at you and you let the S-bomb go on the air.
Excommunication would be an awesome satellite radio advertisement.
Nice. Or just the name of a satellite radio network.
Yeah. Well, they have XM, you know? Like when Stern goes to
excommunication.
XM. Excommunication.
On their show.
I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's the advertising, you know? He's been kicked off of broadcast.
Yeah.
Excommunicate, you know?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's nice.
Chris, write that
down. He will be excommunicated.
He'll be excommunicated. Communicate next.
Communicating.
Write that. Write that down.
All right, man.
And write cafferito.
Cafferito.
And get in there and check out, see if those guys are there making enchiladas.
Yeah, I think some guys are making enchiladas. Janelle?
Hello?
You're 18?
Janelle.
I mean Janelle?
Janelle. It's Janelle.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, I have a question about anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend wants to do it, and we've tried a couple times. I've never had before. And it really hurts really bad, and I was wondering if there's any easier way for it to do it, because... he, like, wants to do it, and I, like, kind of want to make him happy, you know?
Wait, first of all, you said you have never tried it, but you're aware that it hurts?
No, he tried it a couple
times.
I've tried to with him a couple times, but every time we try, it hurts really
Janelle,
bad.
Janelle, please stop. You know, I did an interview for Cosmopolitan a couple weeks, or about a week ago, and I was sort of listing all the potential injuries from anal sex. And when you really, when I sit down, for them, they never actually talk to a doctor about these problems. And when you add in the rectal prolapse and the tears and the fissures and the, you know, the fistulas and the abscess, I mean, it is tremendous what you can do to yourself. Now, if it didn't hurt, you felt good, you wanted to, whatever. But this is something that's hurt. Your body's telling you something. Don't do this. Don't harm yourself to make him happy. And by the way, making him happy just means he's checking something off his list.
But Drew,
that's all he's doing.
You're like a vegan who doesn't actually like the taste of meat, so it's easy for you to say, oh, you shouldn't. You understand what it does to the environment and farmland and all.
Agreed.
If you're really into anal, you'd give us a whole laundry list of reasons why we should be doing it. Part of it's part of good anal maintenance too. Be plunged out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I would go that far, but I would be less
stern.
Probably less easily.
All right, but here's the point. You've tried it a couple times.
That's it.
And look, as a woman, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, you have no
that's
obligation.
All guys are asking. Yeah. You give it a shot. It didn't work out. You know what I mean?
He'll be fine.
You tried to go to the show. You struck out. You're going back to the AAA. That's all.
Whatever.
A-hole. Triple A-hole. All right. Cafarito. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, my brothers. What's up, my homies? The Ace Man. My partner over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew,
yeah.
Any iTunes news?
iTunes giveaways. First 10 callers tonight that get on the air who are 18 years or older will get an iTunes gift certificate, gift card valued at $99.
There you go. Wonderful, Drew.
Yeah.
$99 gets you 99 songs,
mm-hmm.
which is really like getting like 10 CDs.
Yeah.
And that's like about $170.
There you go. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Check that out. I use that iTunes. You use iTunes?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
My kids do, too.
What do they do?
They download songs. They spend a lot of money before they...
before they check it with Drew. Well, a lot of money.
Or before they realize what they're doing.
A lot of money with Drew is $8, by the way.
It's a lot of money for 12-year-olds.
I know. I can remember hearing the ice cream truck and have my dad shoot me when I don't even think about it. Looks like, are you... What are we, the Rockefellers? Are you kidding me? You had a bomb pop like 2 months ago. Are you high? I used to think like the ice cream truck was a big deal. Drew, you got to train your kids. Oh, wait a minute. Who am I talking to? Janelle?
Yeah?
Are you telling me we're talking two Janelles in a row?
Or is this the same Janelle?
No, this is a different one.
It is a different one, yeah.
Wow.
Drew, how many Janelles do we speak to?
One a month, maybe.
One a month?
A quarter?
I don't even really remember speaking to any in a few months. Chris, you remember any Janelles?
Nope. Negative.
Negative. How's it going? Are you graduating? What happened?
I ran to your brother at Starbucks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was sort of evasive about the graduation thing.
You can look up evasive later in the junior college.
Yeah,
library,
I still don't know either, but I won't find out tomorrow. They're going to post it tomorrow, but I can't go to school tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So I have jury duty.
Oh, you have jury duty?
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the Jim Michael Jackson thing.
But if you're a student, you don't have to go to jury duty, Chris. Come on.
Junior college, though, they may have to make exceptions for junior college. But hold on a second. All right, let's talk about the Michael Jackson trial. Go ahead, Drew.
I was surprised. I think
you were.
Yeah. However, I had a strangely positive feeling about it for multiple reasons. It was weird.
Yeah, I feel like Michael Jackson is just sort of a injured soul.
Yeah, a sick guy. And he needs
a sick guy.
With horrible boundaries.
Sort of needs to be reined in and, I don't know, let him use his money to help the children's and...
Right.
However he says it.
That, and then I like the idea that the reason that they sort of went not guilty on everything is they're sick and tired of people that sue and manipulate and use the system. It's like, we'll have nothing to do with you anymore. It's your law of only two suits in a lifetime. More than that, we don't believe you anymore. Right?
Look, I would overhaul the judicial system in a heartbeat when I'm in charge, and the first thing I'm getting to work on is the lie detector. Yeah. Now, listen to me. Do you see these jurors when they interview them after the thing?
Yeah.
It looks like something you scraped off the floor of a junior college cafeteria.
Did you see these guys?
I did see these guys.
They were like grandma and grandpa. They're hardware store
No, not the ones I saw. They
No, that's all there were. There were older men and women.
I saw someone who didn't speak English, but I don't know who that was.
There was one Asian woman and a bunch of blue-haired white ladies and a couple older guys.
I looked into the you know when you look into the eye of evil,
yeah.
And you know what? I look into the eye of stupid, I know it.
Yeah.
A lot of dumb on that jury.
Maybe a couple. A
lot of dumb on that
jury.
I
saw a bunch of
all takes
smart.
Is a couple of nimrods. You did not, Drew.
I swear to God.
Go pull up pictures of the jury, would you, Chris?
Yeah, they were all like retired old gentlemen and Santa Barbara citizens.
I don't know. Then look,
which I thought was kind of nice.
I didn't have the sound up.
By the way, it's a bunch of old white people vindicating
how
this,
dare you,
this poor
Drew.
Guy.
Oh,
it was
okay,
nice.
Yes, I see what you're saying. I see where you're going. Here's my point. Let's get the lie detector test working.
Mm.
Let's also work on my tack crows.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, everyone. The lie detector, polygraph test, been around for, 50 years now?
Easy.
Okay. Had some bugs. Worked it out pretty well. It's probably, 90% accurate now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not better than the current juror system that we have?
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? Like, people are like, well, wait a minute. How do you know that this device is not, it's got to be 100%. It does? Where's OJ right now? Where's Michael Jackson right now? Where's Robert Blake right now? What about all the brothers that are had to be let out off of death row in Illinois a few years ago because they found out like half of them just shouldn't be on death row? What do you mean? First off, don't give me that 100% crap.
Yeah.
We're maybe 65%. I don't know, maybe less.
Yeah.
Who knows where we're at? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we have this theory that, like, look, it doesn't matter whether O.J. actually killed his wife and Ron Perlman or not. It matters that the system works, that he gets a fair... Really? No. Right. We've lost sight of the whole thing. They're only there to figure out whether the guy did it or not. That's it. That's all we need to know. And if we can find out in the first 10 minutes of the first day of the trial, good, we're done. Everyone go home. We don't need the process. The process is figure out whether Michael Jackson diddled that little Mexican kid and figure out whether OJ cut the head off of his ex-old lady. That's all we need to figure out. And this lie detector, and here's what I'm saying. We're a few years away. Drew, I'm standing up for this.
All right,
I'm so passionate about this. Here's all I'm saying. What does this cost us? What do these huge trials cost us?
That was $4 million.
$4 million we could have put into research of this and testing mm-hmm. of my lie detector. Now, here's what we do. We don't just do it in this country. We get the entire world to get mm-hmm. in on this one. Hate to say it, we may have to call in the Germans. Mexico, you guys chill. We're going to finish this up. We'll get back to you. But don't worry, you'll get one too. We just got to, we're cool. We're okay. Let's have to get the Germans in here. We have to get some Swedes in here. To get some, we got some Japanese in here.
For sure.
We got to get everybody in on this one. The world, the greatest scientists of the world, they get together on this one. The stuff we've learned about brain activity in the last 5 years is more than we knew in the 500 years before
uh-huh,
that. Yes,
uh-huh.
Drew?
Yes, Adam. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we don't say we're going to finish this in 8 months uh-huh. or even 18 months. 5 years from now. Everybody gets together. The world's scientists. Mexico, chill. We'll give you one. Just hold on. Let's finish. We get everyone together, and we all work, and we start testing, and we research, and we do it. And now we have a machine that's been tested with millions of people, all different cultures, different countries, sexes, everything,
mm-hmm.
and it's 98.65% accurate. Good. Now, first off, we could get there. We could do that. And what are we now? I mean, everyone knows Michael Jackson probably did a little diddling, and everyone knows Robert Blake probably did a little this, and O.J. did a little that, and those are just the ones we know about. Plus, what about the innocent guys? You know, we harp on the guilty guys. Worse, have the poor guy who's third strike, wrong place, wrong time, brother man, can't catch a break, three-time loser, and he gets some court-appointed guy who ain't so enthusiastic about defending him. What about him? You know what I mean? I mean, everyone's thing is like, well, you can't have this piece of technology. Innocent people would be railroaded. What about innocent people not going to the joint because they take this thing?
Yeah.
And it becomes like the breathalyzer. You get and by the way, the breathalyzer, unrefutable. There's no breathalyzer. Everyone's fine with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get pulled over. Cop thinks you're drunk. Blow into that breathalyzer. No, I won't do it. Oh, get in the car. You're guilty.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? You wouldn't blow into it.
Yeah.
Guy who never had a drink that night would blow into it. Guy who didn't kill his wife would take this.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. First day. Boom. And we just do everybody. Here's the 10 guys we think killed Nicole Brown. OJ, you're one of them, but then we got this guy, you know, we got Cato's going to do this, and the gardener's coming too, and the guy who drove the limo, and then she's got a couple guys she was dating, they're coming in too. Everyone's coming in. We'll just test everyone. All right. Then if you're guilty and it's a capital murder type, capital offense type thing, then we can slow down the process and start talking about, you know, putting the finer points on it. I don't say you go right to the gallows that afternoon, but the point is no more juries, no more stenographers, no more anything. And by the way, you know how many juries have been bought off by like the mob and the mafia over the years?
Oh, really?
And just people bought off. Huh. And now they just buy it off by just having enough money. Huh. I mean, you got Marcia Clark and Chris Darden up against, you know, five of the smartest people on the planet who are getting paid millions of dollars. They're not going to win. They don't have the resources. And if they were any good, they wouldn't be,
but
you know, working down at L.A. County.
Right.
So it's already an unfair fight. You already can buy your way out. And here's the thing about my lie detector. It does not see color. It does not see religion. It doesn't see sex. And it doesn't see bank accounts. It doesn't see anything. It's a mechanical device. Couldn't be more objective. And you're hooked to it. And there's witnesses. And it's plugged in. And that's it.
Huh?
And everyone's like, you think this is better? Yeah, it's better. Think about how flawed the system is. And think about how expensive it is. Oh, we got the judges and the court appointed this. And the bailiffs and the stenographers. It's all done. It's all done that afternoon. Pow. Not millions of bucks. Gone, but pow. And the amount of money we spent on, you know, OJ, Robert Blake, and Michael Jackson could have built three schools.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Hmm.
It's a device, size of a suitcase. People get trained to administer it, and that's it.
All right.
And it's for everything. It's for everything, Drew. It's same one use, murders use on petty theft. Yes?
Yes.
All right. But no personal use.
Oh, no?
We don't need the old lady getting hold of this.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be bad. Bad times. Of course, there will be a home unit one day.
Well, went on at the bachelor party. Oh, you know, it's your pinatown.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, we don't need that. So, lie detector. Hey, find out, Chris. Find out how accurate the polygraph test is now, anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. We'll take some calls in the meantime.
Why not? Why not, Drew? Why not?
I'm with you.
And as a society, we're satisfied. Are you sad? Are you? But you know, because with Michael Jackson, are you satisfied? Oh well, I guess this means he never touched anyone.
I just like the message goes out to people that sue. We're not listening to you anymore.
I love it. I love the message that says, "Listen, chick. Listen, nutball. You try to sue a casino. You try to sue a bunch of other celebrities. You try to sue everyone, and now no one believes you. Good. That's the way it should be.
Yes.
There should be a limit on the amount of suing you do.
Yes.
And that's that. And then if it actually did happen, something actually happened, I'm actually glad you can't sue because all the other false lawsuits you brought up before this.
Right.
Fine. I love you people to get punished. I wish you'd just die. Really be a better world. But the point is let's get this device in because there's no satisfaction. Do you have satisfaction with Robert Blake? Do you have satisfaction with OJ? Do you have satisfaction with Michael Jackson?
No.
Do you feel like you know?
No. I feel like I know, but I feel like I have satisfaction.
With Michael Jackson, you don't feel satisfied, do you?
No. But I have remarkably good feelings about the whole thing.
You do, but you still feel like the guy's probably done something in his life and he's going home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope he learned something. Guess well.
Yeah, I don't know what he's learned. What do you learn about keeping your hands off women?
Well, how dare you?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying.
Come on, Drew, knock it off. Let's go. We need your folks to work now.
He's an opiate addict. Maybe he's bottoming out.
He is?
Hmm?
How do you know?
He was treated for opiate addiction in London, remember?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Janelle, go ahead.
Janelle?
Quick, before Adam goes on another diatribe.
What?
Before Adam spouts off again. Come on, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Janelle, you speak quick. There we go.
Well, basically.
No. Took too long.
Come on.
Took too long.
Come on.
All right.
Break.
Go ahead, Janelle.
I've been with my boyfriend for a long time, and everything sexual is fine. Except more recently, a couple weeks ago, when I was performing oral sex with him, he.
Is that a question?
Huh?
Yes, you were. Yeah, hold on. Let's review the tape.
What?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
You were.
Yes, you were performing. Not well, but yes, you were performing. Looks like that's what you're attempting to do.
Okay, go ahead.
Technically, you were performing oral on him. Go ahead.
And instead of semen, it came out pee, and he wanted me to swallow it just the same as I would if it was, you know, the other stuff.
Who says chivalry's dead, Drew?
And what did you say to him when he asked you to do that?
Well, I was just so shocked, and I didn't, you know, I just kind of spit it out, but it happened again, and the same thing happened, and he's...
Again on a different evening?
Yeah, a different evening.
Did you have a discussion about what he was doing? Are you sure it was urine?
Yeah. Yeah,
why?
Definitely.
Why? Why?
No, well, it wasn't, you know... like gooey and white. It was
yes. Sometimes guys are very, very thin and clear.
Really?
Yes.
Well, because the same thing. I mean, it felt. I mean, to him, he said it felt the same as you know. But I've been with him for so long, and it has always been the same way for you know.
No, guys. He's been masturbating more lately, probably, and it gets very thin and very liquidy.
Yeah.
That's not urine. Yes, it's not urine.
Well,
I feel like I ejaculated.
Yeah,
some fluid came out.
Urine.
I mean, that's not urine. It's almost impossible for a guy to urinate when he has an erection anyway.
Tell me about it every morning. Same thing. All right, Janelle, that's not urine.
Okay. Well,
it didn't smell like urine, did it?
No, but.
It's not urine.
All right.
Please. Recent research reveals that the accuracy of the new computerized polygraph system is close to 100%.
100%. And everyone is like, well, yeah, but what about that 1%? Well, yeah, but what about that 45% that we currently deal with? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, let's just put, it's close to 100%.
Critics calculate the accuracy in the 70% range.
Even 70% is a much better shake than most folks would get in court, pro or con.
Wow.
Yes. True. The point is we're about there. Let's just focus on it, and we'll turn every courthouse into a tech school, trade tech.
So their sort of conservative estimates are 87.5%. Their claim is close to 100%, and critics say 70%.
Still all much higher than what we're currently dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, probably.
What do you think the current system is?
Well, certainly people who are guilty aren't likely to get sentenced.
And think about bang for your buck. Think about how much money it costs. This is just a device. Just hook them up. Nothing.
And this is before the world scientists get a hold of it.
This is before we go to work on this thing. 5 years from now, it's done. We test and test and test, Drew. You understand?
Here we go.
What's so precious about our system? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why is it the best system in the world? And everyone always does that thing where it's like, well, it's, you know, it's flawed. It's, you know, lots of time things happen. It's the best one we got. But this one could be better. You know what this is like? This is like the NFL letting instant replay in. We have the technology. Let's use it. Yeah, but the official said he was out of bounds. Yeah, but don't you want to really know if he was out of bounds or not? Isn't it more satisfying?
Yeah.
And this is life or death. Okay.
Lori, 23.
Hello, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Lori.
Adam, right on.
Thank you. What part of the population, besides those effing trial lawyer bastards, what part wouldn't be down with this?
You're right.
What part of, as I said, of, you know, Governor Schwarzenegger said, look, we're going to use this thing, and we're going to use it in California, we're going to save $20 billion a year. Here we go. Everyone just pile right on through. Traffic tickets to murder. It's all going on. Find out whether you did it or not, and then you'll just be judged accordingly. That'll be that. Yes?
Hmm.
Huh? Okay, don't... Isn't that the point? Don't we want the guilty to go away?
You're right.
And most certainly the innocent not to go away?
Maybe we don't.
I don't think we do. I don't think
that
that's the deal. I think we're in love with the process.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lori.
Okay, Dr. Drew.
Okay, Lori.
You know why? You know why? Because people say, with the righteousness in their voice, they're like, look, I'm sure O.J. killed his ex-wife, but they did not prove beyond a reason. Would you shut up with that stuff? Who are you talking to?
Right.
We're just trying to decide whether he killed her or not. That's all. That's all everything is for. It's all the court was built for. We just decide, and then we do something with him. Becomes some sort of sport, some sort of game. It's like, yeah, well, he deserves to walk because they didn't do a good enough job of convincing the jurors.
Well, it also becomes a way of sort of expressing social attitudes and
right.
You know, making
this gets rid of everything. Yeah. There's no race, there's no religion, there's no anything anymore with this thing, and no one can cry foul because it's just a piece of metal. Go ahead, Lori.
Okay. I've been on Celexa for 3 years for depression and anxiety, and it doesn't seem to be working. So today the doctor gave me something called Cymbalta, and I was just curious, Dr. Drew, if you knew anything about this, because I know it's a fairly new drug.
Yeah, it's actually called duloxetine. It's a dual-agent antidepressant like Effexor or venlafaxine. And it hits both the serotonin and the norepinephrine, the noradrenergic system. And it's fairly effective, about the same as Effexor. It's very popular right now. They use it a lot with people who have headaches and pain and that sort of thing. I personally have not seen it to be more effective than Effexor, but it's not a bad medicine.
Mm.
Usual side effects, you know, sexual dysfunction, that kind of stuff. But stronger than what you've been on, so that's a reasonable move.
All right. Just found out his father was gay. Andrew?
Hello?
Oh,
bogus.
Hey.
What's happening?
It's kind of a long story. You have to hear the whole thing to really, like, understand it fully. My mom and my dad got divorced when I was 5 years old, and I was never allowed to see my dad, and my mom never gave me a reasonable explanation why I couldn't see my dad. And my mom raised me in a very strict, religious, like, setting, and within, like, the past, I think five months ago, I moved in with my dad, and we talked like just before I moved in with him, and I found out he was gay.
All I know is that Andrew's depressed. That's the only I know so far.
Can't stop thinking about my lie detector, and then my tack cross, and my heated sofa.
Must have. So what's the question, Andrew?
Why are you depressed? Because. And why didn't your dad try to get hold of you in all this time?
Well, he did. It's just my mom kept me, like kept me away from him. Like, did everything she could so that I couldn't speak with him.
All right, so what's the question?
That's not a reasonable excuse on your father's side,
right?
Pinning it all on your mom. True. Could you imagine? Oh, yeah, no. You just head over to the house.
You'd show up at the school or something, yeah.
Yeah. Like a maniac. Yeah? So?
But my question is, right now, like, I accept it because, like, I kind of have to because, like, I live with him. That's just how it goes, and I have to, like, you know. Yeah. But, like, I don't know if I'm going to resent it when I, like, resent him when I'm older, like.
For being gay?
Well, not being gay, but just for, like, putting me in a situation where I see him and his life partner together and also, like, not telling me until.
No, if you resent him at all, it's going to be for not having been in your life. I don't think this sexual preference is going to make a big difference,
all right.
Really.
But well, Andrew, little
depression.
Depression. A little therapy for that depression, baby doll.
Or something.
Or something, because something's going on.
This is the guy that might respond to your classical music and sports and stuff.
Classical music and exercise, baby.
Yeah.
Firm regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Building character. One loser at a time. All right. You ready to take a break?
I am ready.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. After this. Yeah! Love line! Woo! Get it on. Gotta get it on. No choice but to get it on.
And I think we've given away our iTunes for tonight, but for tomorrow night, call again the first 10 callers that get on the air with a question, not a bogus question, a real question, will win an iTunes gift card valued at $99, those of you who are over 18.
That's right. 99 songs, everybody.
That's right. And the
That's all you
BA
need.
BA1.
All you need is 99 songs. I got that iPod. And then, like I said, everyone does that thing where I'm like, well, I got the iPod second generation, and there are people like, oh, yeah, but that only holds 2,400 songs. I don't know 2,400 songs. Well, oh, no, no, seriously.
Now you can do slideshows and stuff.
Drew, were you sitting here with, I don't know who was seriously looking me in the eye and just basically telling me that, 1,800 songs was not enough to get him, down the street in his car?
I don't remember that, but.
It's like, I was like, yeah, 1,800 songs, that's plenty. Oh, dude, no way. You'd be, they give that BS answer where you go, you think you listen, you get tired of 1,800? Huh? You'd be surprised. And people use, you'd be surprised like I use, yeah,
or
but
when
still.
The, when the day is done.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'd be surprised. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. No, I mean, that's how it goes. You hop in your car, you drive down the corner to grab a quart of milk, and you're burnt out on the 2,300 songs.
Sure.
That's how it works.
Yeah, of course.
That's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
All right. You ready, Drew?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Yep.
What's the deal?
What's happening?
Well, I've been dating this chick for about 3 months now. And sex has been good. And all of a sudden, just this past Saturday, she asked me to, I hate to say, it sounds weird, but poop on her.
What would make you think that would sound weird?
No, that's cool.
Well, because I wouldn't, it's pretty disgusting to me.
And what part of her? What part of her?
She wanted me to poop on her stomach.
Because
I was on top of her and, doing the regular missionary position. And she said, well, can you get on top of me and poop on me? And I was kind of like, what are you joking? And, then I was kind of like, blew it off, kind of like, kind of thing, like, yeah. And then she asked me, well, if you won't do that, can you pee on me?
Talk to us about this girl. What does she do? What's she all about?
Well, she's a
hold
banker.
On. Chris, banker. Do you think you could produce on her?
Yeah, that's not an issue. It's just I don't know whether she's a sicko and I should run. Or
Hold on.
Produce a number two?
Yeah, if I really wanted to.
As you said, Adam, that's not exact science. There's a sort of a...
No, it is not.
A component of the nervous system that is not under complete volitional control there.
Yeah.
And you get a little shy action there.
A lot of guys can't take a whiz at the airport.
Right, but especially number two.
But I'm not a circus monkey. I can't just produce. I'm gonna need a little heads up. Like, first off, you should be going through my assistant. That would be my thing. Yeah. I'm gonna need a couple days advance notice. I'm gonna have to vary my diet. Yeah. I'm gonna have to work this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the timing, every timing issue. Not the multiple kinds of timing. Time of day.
Yeah.
It'd be funny,
like, I'd try like 8 times and you'd just see her pass out, but she would wake up with a nice surprise on the comforter. Like, what happened? About 4:30 in the morning, it came. I'm sorry, it was loose. Yeah, loose stool. Bad times. Chris?
Yeah.
I'm halfway between believing you and not believing you.
But this might as well go with the believe. It's such a creative call, even if it's a bogus one.
Yeah, it's basic, though. It's not that creative.
It's delivered well.
Yes, okay. I'll go with you.
And there are people that do this crap.
Mm-hmm.
You should excuse the expression.
Yeah. What else do you know about her?
Well, she's a banker. She seemed like, a good catch. She's pretty, she doesn't drink very much. She doesn't smoke at all. And, she's kind of the girl you take home to mom. And that's what's so surprising to me and kind of threw me off. She wasn't the freak you find at the bar, that's been with every guy. You know what I mean? She's kind of like just a really normal person that you would just think, the kind of like, as a guy, you're like, oh, this is a marrying type. But then
have you found anything else about her history? Is she abuse history or anything weird going on?
You know what? She doesn't know her father at all. I know that her mother has gone through, a couple different marriages, and, that's what she's seen her whole life.
Something happened to her along the way here.
Mm.
Something bad.
Mm.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 All right, Chris, if this is true, well, I think you have to duke on her. No, really? I think...
It's just called produce.
I think you need to talk to produce. Drew, what do you do if you're Chris? Are you into her? Do you think you may fall in love with her?
It's going that way. It definitely is. I mean,
all right.
I think you get out before it's too late.
Really? Deal breaker.
Yeah.
I can't figure out if Chris. I can't. There's a bogus.
I know, but let's just have discussion.
Hinge to this. Here's the thing. If there's nothing bogus about this, if I was talking to Drew's son, and he came up to me and said, told me this exact story, I would say,
wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Damaged goods. Sorry. And he'd say, but I'm really in love. And I'd say,
then a little pre.
This you're not going to be able to fix this one. It's too tall an order for you. It's all the king's horses and all the king's men.
So we address this criticism up front. How dare you? These people are just into these things. You're being so judgmental just because they're into some bizarre sexual activity doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Flawed.
It means something.
It means something big.
Something big.
Yeah.
Now, is it irreparable? No.
It needs to be. It is like. It is like a single-hold oil tanker that ran aground. It needs to be contained now.
Yes,
get the nets out and contain this baby.
I agree with you.
And it ain't going to happen. It's going to bleed all over the sound.
If he were, for whatever reason, super motivated, you'd say, all right, go at it. Good luck. Enjoy. But if he's sort of, Now, what if she said just the pee part? By the way, isn't that mostly the guys that want to be peed on?
Yeah. Once in a while, you'll nail a chick in the shower, you know, just for fun when she turns her back to you. But
that's just sport, though.
Oh, that's sport. Yeah, you're just doing that. You're just doing that for sport. All right, Drew. Look, so we're saying walk away.
I'm not. Don't make any choices for it. But we're saying contain the spill.
All right.
Before you spill.
Before one of the seagulls gets covered in it.
Yes. Yes.
So sad to see the birds covered with the oil, Drew. Jeremy.
Yeah.
20?
Hello? Yeah.
Bogus.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
What's up? You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my question is, I've been dating a girl for about 10 months now, and I'm out in California for an internship, and I'm actually living with her family for the summer. And her mom I met, a couple months into the relationship, and she's always, like, really flirty lady. Her mom's, like, late 40s. Early 50s or so, and she's been really, really blatantly hitting on me lately, especially this last weekend when her girlfriend went out of town. I mean, when my girlfriend went out of town and to go visit some friends in L.A., and she was trying to get me to, like, cuddle with her on the couch while watching a movie, and then was like, why don't you sleep in my bed, because her husband was gone on a trip, too. So it's just me and her, and it's all pretty weird. It makes me really uncomfortable. I love my girlfriend and stuff, but I just don't know if I should tell her that her mom is, blatantly, like, hitting on me.
Just get out of there. Very simple.
Get out of the relationship?
Get out of that house.
Okay.
Get out of that house.
Well, how long are you supposed to be here for the whole summer doing an internship?
Yeah, until August, actually. I drove out here from Texas.
Where are you doing your internship?
In San Diego.
Where?
I'd rather not say the company over the phone.
What kind of company?
Just a finance.
Finance company.
Yeah.
Right. What's the job you do exactly?
I'm internship in the finance department, just, accounting, that type of stuff.
All right. Listen, I dig the internship. More people ought to do it. Why not, Drew?
No, it's fine. I'm just...
You don't believe him?
When you have an intern, you know exactly what you're doing.
Well, he knows what he's doing. He just doesn't want to tell you because he doesn't want people listening.
No, that doesn't make you doesn't withhold you from saying the job you're going to.
Well, I mean, it's just like a gopher. You know, look, we would have interns at the Man Show. They didn't do anything. They just got coffee.
Well, they tell you that's
yeah. But all right, no, that was good enough. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Is your girlfriend back?
Yeah, she was only gone for the weekend, but that's when.
All right.
Kind of came to.
Where'd you meet your girlfriend?
How old's my girlfriend? 19.
Where'd you meet her?
Oh, go to college with her.
Okay. Look, here's the deal. Hang out with your girlfriend. Don't hang out alone and drink wine coolers with mom. You're fine.
Just don't be alone with the mom.
As a dude, you don't have to do anything. Just don't respond.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not threatened. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Chick, you're in a threatened, vulnerable situation. As a guy, Just don't get in that uncomfortable situation where you have to tell Mrs. Robinson to piss off.
This history is replete with stories of women, though, telling lies if guys don't respond, kind of thing. Claiming things.
Yes.
The point is, this is a dangerous woman. She's
very
dangerous.
Effed up people, yes. But not ones who are worried about their husband.
But she's dangerous.
Possibly.
And you just stay away. Just get out of the house if you possibly can.
Ugh. I got this temporary crown.
Uh-oh.
On my tooth, you know?
Still that post in there?
That's the other side. Oh. It's a disaster. My mouth's like someone put a grenade in my mouth. That's really what it's like. I got this temporary crown, and the inside of it, it's like they didn't do a very good job of sculpting it, and the inside of it has some sharp burrs on it, and it's sort of cut my tongue and like irritated my tongue, so now every time I eat, you know, I bite into a nectarine or something, the acid stings my tongue. You know when your tongue, your taste buds get screwed up whatever, you get sensitive out. So it's like burrs inside my tongue, inside. So on the inside, naturally, where the tongue keeps scraping against it.
Go ahead and file it down.
I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm thinking about just doing it myself, actually, because it's like, I got tools. I could do it. But here's the thing. Miserable. I had this horrible thought. I cursed myself. The chick who was doing it was like, basically like one of my mom's friends, you know, and I'm just sort of lying there and I'm like,
she's a dentist?
My mouth's open. No, but the dentist finished her work and then bring the chick in to do the thing, you know. So I'm lying there and I'm like, and you know, she's, you know, mixing up the epoxy and getting the sculpting thing. And I thought, first thought was, she's a pro. Next thought is, she's a chick. And I thought to myself, she knows what she's doing. Then I thought to myself, you know any chicks who you trust working on your house or working on your auto, your car, like doing some detail work on your car or something like that?
Women make great surgeons sometimes.
And then I thought, chicks make jewelry. You know, they make jewelry and stuff like that. That's intricate stuff. And then I thought, she reminds me of one of my mom's goofball friends. Uh-oh. I'd rather have a guy who's like a carpenter. You know, like a machinist. Like I want some German guy who's bald and salt and pepper on the side, thick glasses. You know what I mean? Antisocial type.
Normally that makes watches.
Wearing a weird leather smock.
Yeah.
Looking like Marathon Man, leaning over me. And
Or Benny Hill.
Right. So, not Benny Hill.
Yeah, Benny Hill in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't want to hear Wacky Sax playing while the guy's fixing my teeth. You know what song Wacky Sax is? All right, anyway. Point is I'm just looking at her going, I'm running through all this stuff in my brain, and then she finishes, and I'm like, it's fine. Then later on, I cut my tongue, and I think, damn, my mom's friend. See? Call me old-fashioned. I'm like a dude with that stuff.
Tonight, you've hit an unusually intense sexist pitch.
Thank you.
Something's on your mind. Something happened.
Really? What else has been sexist?
I know, but I really was noticing that. You're like a lot of...
Maybe it's the constant pain of my tongue scraping against that burr on my tooth that has driven me, and I have this woman's face just seared into my brain.
Could be.
I just remember thinking when the dentist left, where are you going, buddy? This old lady in here now. Yeah, I'm screwed. All right.
There we go.
Hope they're not listening because I got to head in tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Brothers and sisters, what be happening? It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. What date is it today?
It's the 13th.
Oh, okay. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Holly, who's 18. Holly?
Yeah?
What's up, baby doll?
Sorry, okay. So, my boyfriend wants to get this, like, Prince Albert hybrid piercing.
Hybrid?
This tube goes up the urethra, and it's, like, ridged.
Prius Albert. The hybrid.
I'm just thinking to myself already, what could be in it for him? But go ahead.
Yeah.
And he says it's going to increase our sexual pleasure, but I want to know if it's going to hurt me.
It can. It can hurt. And I've yet to really talk to him in that... was genuinely enthusiastic about it. They like the idea of it, some women, but actually changing the sexual experience, I don't think there's such a person out there.
Really? So it could hurt me?
Well...
Would it tear the condom?
Yeah, you have to get reinforced condoms. You have to have a special kind of condom.
Isn't this sort of training wheels for your penis, if you think about it? Like, look, buddy, if you can't go into battle with just your sword. You know, if you got to bring a pistol into battle, where's the nobility in that? You know what I'm saying, Drew?
And pistol is too useful a tool. It's like more like, you know, you're wearing spurs, but you're not riding a horse.
Yeah, but I have a certain amount of pride. Like, look, if I can't get it done with my tongue, my honker, and my fist, and my trusty strap-on butt plug. No, if I cannot get it done with the honker and the tongue, I will step aside. Do you see what I'm and gladly lay my penis down and walk away.
I'm just thinking about the...
defeated in shame.
The hybrid instrument you may come up with someday, that tongue honker.
Tonker.
Tonker.
Tonker. Yeah. Cafarito. Drew, this is what it's come to.
It's bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Holly.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. I'm lisping tonight because of my damaged tongue.
It's okay.
All right. Look, I don't understand it. I don't trust it. I don't like it.
So
and I don't trust it. I don't trust this guy.
It doesn't. It's not as though it's going to have a magical effect on your sex life. It really isn't.
Okay. So, how about you be 18 and just be horny? Can you do that? That's the best effect
that
you can have. All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's good enough. It's fine.
Bye.
Here's the thing. It's like someone saying... I'm skydiving, but I'm bored. I'm going to start doing anal poppers after I jump out of the plane. It's like, look, if you're having difficulty getting a rush from skydiving, you've got a problem.
Right.
You don't need to do a line of coke while you're falling, plummeting toward Earth at 130 miles an hour.
Yes, agreed.
If you're 18 and you don't dig sex, something's up.
Or it's not that he doesn't dig it. You have to up the ante.
Well, yes. To me, in a way, that's not digging it. Drew is a man of passion. Go back.
I'm wondering what they're up to. We really have to talk to them.
Turn the calendar back to those passionate, glory years of yours.
See, I think...
Looking forward to sex, there's nothing about improving it. Well, was doing it more for you.
So I think some of these kids are sort of thinking that they're going to sort of advertise more or attract a certain kind of person more, which they might.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, I suppose, but you're not going to change the experience more.
Maybe porn, the internet, and these horrible chick magazines have upped the ante to such a point where people feel like they're getting chipped. Drew, let me float this fart your way.
All right.
I think these magazines, you know, it's like, I really feel like I see my wife sitting around and she's reading these chick magazines, and it's like, who's looking hot on the red carpet?
Right.
And there she is. It's Brad Pitt and his new lady, and it's this Ewan McGregor and his new lady. And look how hot everyone look at Angelina Jolie. And everyone looks flawless. And everyone looks amazing. And the flash bulbs are popping. And I think my wife sits there and stares at it and goes, what am I doing?
Yeah, you saw.
Why am I not there?
My husband saw.
How come I'm not on that red carpet? Why am I not in that fabulous dress? And I think guys look at that magazine or any magazine and they go, wow, look at that hot chick.
Gotta have her.
Look at her. Yeah. Man, look at Brad Pitt. He's with her and he's with her and I want to be with her. Uh-huh. Why can't I be with her? I think it breeds a lot of envy.
Resentment. Yeah, envy, yeah.
I think the first thing is envy.
Envy is a very dangerous feeling, by the way.
It ruins your life.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there and you're going, why am I not there? Why am I not with her? Why doesn't my old lady look like this old lady? Why doesn't my suit look like that suit? Why don't my abs look like his abs? Why doesn't my car look like his car? Why doesn't anything like anything? Then you start building these sort of fantasies, and the media helps it. It's like, oh, then they go back to their palatial state. When they're not there, they're hideaway in Hawaii, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I need.
Also, by the way, makes it probably dangerous to be in that position because people start thinking, I've got to take them down. Because that's what envy is. Envy is a need to diminish.
The people aren't. Then the guy kills himself 6 months later and he realizes he never was happy. But here's the thing. We're exposed to so much of this stuff now.
And imagine you're an adolescent, too. I mean,
you're 13 and you watch Entertainment Tonight, your head's exploding. Well, we're going to Monaco with Tom Cruise and what's-her-nose from Dawson's Creek. And, we're on a yacht.
Today's show's doing Where's Tom Cruise? That's the Today Show.
Oh, really?
They're going back to hard news, though.
Right. Okay, the point is, when they say they're going back to hard news, they mean news is hard. We're going to do this fluff crap. I think that's what they mean, yeah, Drew. You didn't interpret it the right
way.
You're right. News too difficult. We're going to the fluff. Here's my point. I think everyone's getting caught up into this, and I think they're getting less and less satisfied with their life.
Yes, I agree.
And I think in my day and in your day, 18-year-old guy, 18-year-old chick getting it on, man, couldn't do any better than that.
Yeah.
Give me a van. I'll park it down by the lake, and I'm going to bone my girl all night long, and then nothing's going to get better than that. Yeah. Now, got up the ante.
Yeah. Oh. They're going for the anal sex. They're going for the piercings.
Right.
Yeah. I want to have what fill the blank has.
It's empty.
Yeah.
You'll never look that good. You'll never F that good. You'll never feel that good.
So?
Unplug your TV. All right. Now, I got about 9 hours of TV to watch when I get home.
And Wednesday night, Discovery Health Channel.
Oh, no, that you can watch.
Yeah.
Or you go home and watch what I do, which is engineering disasters on Modern Marvels. Yeah. You just watch suspension bridges plunging into the Potomac with cars filled with people in it, and you go, whew, glad I ain't one of those cars. Then you go to bed and you feel better. Meanwhile, my wife opens the magazine and she's pissed at me. See, you see how that goes?
Yes, I see.
All right.
So,
go home and watch a bunch of engineering disasters and be glad you weren't there.
Watch horrible footage of disasters. I mean,
turn on the
things
history,
happy to people.
Turn on the History Channel. Watch a B-17 filled with 19-year-olds just go into the German countryside on fire.
There you go.
And realize those kids never saw their 20th birthday. Yeah. And then you'll look in the mirror and smile and go to bed.
Huh.
All right? All right. And you'll get with me on wanting to bomb Germany again. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, that's the show, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bob Bernquist in here tomorrow night from X Games. He is, I think he's the bicycle guy. He's done a few flips.
Cool.
So we'll take ourselves an extended break. And until next time, it's Adam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Adam with the oral sex. Yeah, he's, he doesn't understand.
Yeah. No.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.